Deep South Anthem. Alabama is a state of mind. No, I take that back. Alabama is your state of mind. Alabama is my state of mind. Look at the map. There is no logical border. If logic prevailed, Alabama would be panhandled with care to the Gulf and barely miss the Mississippi to the west and stick-toed in the Atlantic to the east. The Alabama state of my mind is Alabama is a truncated, arbitrarily bordered mixture of Appalachian foothills and Gulf beaches and Tennessean valleys and southern pines and black dirt flatlands and red clay banks and human-formed mounds and dinosaur-chalked banks and gator swamps and creeks and meandering barged rivers and angel-haired falls and bluebird nests and mosquito bites and chigger itches and ancient warrior ghosts and dirt-poor moonshiners and poor, proud farmers and vegetable stand pickups and blue highways and washboard roads and scorching sun and humid rashes and fields, endless fields, and full moon-activated cemeteries and tombstone graveyards and midwife shacks and breezeways and clapboards and wild blackberries and lazy cows cutting and calves cuddling and hay bales and barn lofts and suckling puppies and strutting blue roosters and water moccasins and synchronized twilight fireflies and glistening stars so close you can touch them. Alabama, in my state of mind, is far off 3 a.m. train whistles and howling dogs and skittish deer and roadside tire carcasses and skulking buzzards and dearly departed armadillos and skunk fragranced air blended with sweet honeysuckle and smothered with kudzu and life-saving breezes interspersed with gasping for air heat. Alabama, in my state of mind, is at her best when you close your eyes and remember how good she was when you were young, how wise she became as you yourself wised up, and how good she can be whenever she reclaims her fairness of spirit, whenever she gets back to the earth, gets back down to earth, remembers her hard-working, closely tied families. In my state of Alabama mind, Alabama is at her best when she's all potential and hope and strut, at her best when she remembers her humble beginnings, at her best when she gives up the chanting and pays attention to the babies and the infirm and the poor, at her best when she recalls how wonderful it is to be paid tender attention to be well paid with tender attention. Y'all come visit. Stay as long as you like. See how easily we embrace you, how lavishly we feed you, how generously we share stories with one another. See what we are really like.